Yes.
Okay.
Evening, everyone.
Hi.
Evening. Ready. All right. And it is 6 o'clock. I'm going to call. This is the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen special budget meeting, Thursday, February 3rd, 6 p.m. And first selectman is joining us. He was there. Okay.
He's still here.
Still there.
I'm
Yeah.
still here. Yep. I'm here.
That's all you have.
That's all we have. Okay. I don't see anything on there.
So
Thank you.
we do not have a board clerk tonight, so we're going to be doing the minutes off a recording. So if I
Be
don't think
clear.
we're going to be taking any actions, but if we do, it'd be really great if we could say who we are.
Okay.
Thanks.
With that said, first order of business is call to order, which we have public comment. Anyone wish to address the board? Hearing none, we'll go on to item three, which is land use. And since we have our land use.
Aficionado.
All right.
It is all yours.
All right, I'll start it on page one. You will see that I have the biggest increase is in payroll, and I have a very small increase in professional and technical services. And if you turn to page two, I can explain why. So this year, we actually added a town to our shared services contract. So we'll be covering, along with Bolton, Andover, Ashford, Marlboro, and Willington. And then let me go over it first. The small increase for the contractors with our ZEO, he went up a very small amount. So $1,000 is what I had to put in that. But we added a full-time assistant building official to the personnel to help with Marlboro. And then you can see, down a little bit, I broke down all the towns just so we could reset all the numbers. I did the perceived contributions from Andover, Ashford, Marlboro, Willington, and what they're going to be paying into the town of Bolton. And I subtract that from all the personnel in the building department to show the bottom number is what Bolton's actually going to spend out of pocket.
And that's the 78.
Correct.
Well, we usually take about $80,000 to $85,000 in permit fees, so
offset
our
right.
regular land use staff for the first time ever should be at a net zero for next year.
Yep.
So the actual cost of staff will really just be for our subcontractors, which is zoning enforcement, planning, and
wetlands.
Yeah.
And then that third page we have is we have Jim to thank for working with Frog and the town of Marlboro for getting a grant for salary assistance for the new hire we got for the new assistant building official. And that breaks down over 3 years. It breaks down, starts at 80%.
Yeah.
Jimmy did that grant. So what's
yeah,
the
this,
breakdown?
This isn't the first time they've seen this. They
okay.
saw this when they acted on allowing us to move forward with
yep.
the project. But yeah, I think it starts at almost 80%, and then it drops over 3 years, and year four, Marlboro picks up their full cost. We pick our full cost, and Marlboro is responsible for 27 hours of a 37-hour position,
yep.
including the cost of benefits and Social Security.
Can you repeat that, Jim?
So our contract with Marlboro.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that this lasts, it will last the 3 years because we have a 3 year contract. But if it lasts beyond the 3 years, Marble will be responsible for 100% of the cost of 27 hours of a 37 hour position,
including benefits,
including the benefits package.
7 hours of 37 hours.
So I think one of the things that's really not clear in here is we also have a plans reviewer who works remotely. You guys don't ever see him. We actually hardly ever see him.
Right.
It's this time of year he's in Florida.
Yeah.
But during the summer, during the warmer months, he actually lives in Groton, and we see him during the summer months, actually probably 9 months out of the year. We see him on a regular basis. So he's our plans reviewer, and he One of the things we require with all of our contract towns is that they have their permitting systems online so that we can look at permits and review permits and issue permits and do that from anywhere we are. And so he's able to do that currently from his winter home in Florida. And the Marlboro contract also includes some of our chief building official, Rich's time, because he will, you know, even when he's not there doing the lion's share of the work and our ABO is there, he will be there some points in time just giving oversight. So some of those costs with the chief building inspector and the plans reviewer are also covered under the Marlboro contract.
100% of the plan reviewer?
No,
because he also helps with the other towns as well.
Okay. And so why do we need a plan reviewer if we've got...
We don't have enough staff.
That's how much work there is. Right now, he currently reviews three towns and gets those permits through.
He works about 10 hours a week, yep, on average.
Oh, I
see. So he does not work in a lot. We pay him more hourly because he has zero benefits, but he only works about 10 hours a week.
Okay.
So where does he fall in this? Oh, he's part of the 3.6.
He's part of the main salary group.
Right.
I guess my point is that even after the grant runs out, assuming that Marlboro is satisfied with the service and continues with us, they will continue to cover a piece of the chief building inspector's salary and a piece of the plan reviewer's salary.
Oh. And it's the full-time assistant building official that's new.
Correct.
And what type of raises, if any, are assumed in this budget for everybody else?
Every town is based off a 3% increase per year.
Rich, I can't remember. Did I give you the new contract numbers for Ashford and Wilmington, or are you still using last year's in this budget?
We took last year's and added 3%.
Okay.
So that's in the. That's what I calculated for those numbers.
Okay. Anyone else have any other questions on this particular budget? Hearing none, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
Have a good day, Rich.
Next item, administration, number one.
Technically, I think it's finance.
Then I get one stuck.
Based on the agenda, it's different than the packet.
Oh, yeah, it is. So we got to find it.
Pick up the same thing back.
All right. I'm not going to share on
screen. A bunch of these are on the budget. So I'm not...
That's correct.
So you can talk about them?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. There are a number of budgets that were in the packet that are not listed on the agenda. Yep. Pointing that out. I don't see finance.
Did finance get printed? She emailed it.
It's in my package. I have the same package you have.
Really?
I took it off the top of the pile. It's page number. It's only a piece of it.
Oh, okay.
It's page
number 13.
Yeah, okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is the last page.
Yeah.
All right.
I kept looking on when I passed it.
So it was a shift in payroll.
So there's another piece of the finance budget that is not quite done because we don't have all the numbers yet, but we anticipate having that for next week. So that is on the agenda already for next week. But we do have this piece of it. which is the finance department budget. Jill unfortunately had a commitment tonight. She was not able to be here, but she will. She is planning to be here for both meetings next week. So, I mean, this really the only real change here. The only significant change is in payroll, and that's actually a decrease.
So the 20,000 that we set aside for an intern.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a slight increase in the professional and technical services, slight increase in office operating expenses, but overall this budget is down from last year.
I don't understand the note at the bottom. Could you tell me what that note means?
I have to confess that I'm in the same boat that Amanda is sometimes with the abbreviations, that I don't necessarily understand what they are.
I don't. Nope.
I
don't know, just don't hold the whole sentence. Doesn't make sense to me. Not just the acronyms.
Yeah. Okay. I'm tabled until.
That's
well, we're looking at it again, anyways.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, you can follow it up. All right. Now we'll move to the administration budget.
I'm going to sign that page.
That was right on top. Oh, yours is.
Well, I moved everything around to find that page.
Now you're going
to
find where you're
sorry about that.
Okay. That's okay.
Well, here it is. I set it aside. So we've tried to keep this budget as flat as we possibly could. We've made some changes here. So I know Lisa was working on the payroll number for us, and I think she added something in here for a potential change in the selectman's salary.
Okay.
Which is a notation down on the bottom. We have no idea where that's going to land, but we put in a $50,000 placeholder.
Okay.
For all wage increases.
That okay. That's where that number comes from.
Right.
Thank you.
And that who would that include?
That includes myself, Sue Ellen, Kathy, and every member of the Board of Selectmen that gets paid.
And what's the what percentage increase was used to come up with that?
I believe 000. So the instructions I gave supervisors were to use what is in our contracts for next year, which I believe is 2.75%.
Yep.
So you don't know what the assumption was for the first selectman?
I don't. Because I know that what we did was we kept the number flat until Lisa worked on it, and that number came in after I stopped looking at this. So Kathy must have made that adjustment. But we did add a note here that it's $50,000 for everybody that's paid out of that account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the Board of Selectmen, we don't have we gotten raises? Yes, to the town.
What?
Do the regular Board of Selectmen typically get raises every year?
Been done. Yeah, their percentage has been equivalent to the supervisors. If it was 2.75, it would be 2.75.
But we're talking about minuscule amount.
Oh, yeah.
You get like
$1,015. Yeah, I mean, it really is a minuscule amount of money.
So the I'm just thinking the assumption for the first selectman must have been pretty big to get 50.
Oh, I see.
Well, I think the other thing is they don't, I don't think she backed out what was already there for the first selectman. The first selectman already gets a stipend.
Right,
and that
around
should have,
16-ish, right?
That should have been backed out of whatever assumption was made, and I don't think it was.
Oh, so she added like double instead of just the
So if you just multiplied it, 278,000 by the 2.75% increase, you get up to 285. So that would mean there's 28 plus 15, right? It would be 43 increase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In addition, so that would be between between whatever Jim's getting and the first selectman, which, but it is just a placeholder.
It's just a placeholder because we have no idea what action the board is going to take.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the number is going to change one way or the other. It's either going to go up a little or go down a little.
Right.
But we're just trying to give something to give a holistic picture. So you see legal services, we've kept that flat. Professional education and training, we've dropped that by $5,000 based on historical usage. Professional and technical services, we've kept flat. Other technical services, we've dropped to 160,000 from 185. And that is because we've gotten a lot of our cybersecurity projects are done. And we don't have to spend quite as much this year as we've had to in the last couple of years, which I think is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Advertising, we're doing more online advertising with Indeed, for when we're looking to fill positions, and we're using the DAS website when we're trying to put RFPs and bids out. So we're doing more and more advertising online. So we're finding that our costs are decreasing with advertising. Office and operating expenses, we've dropped that from 10,000 to 6,000. Again, that's based on historical usage. Other supplies, we've kept that flat. Equipment, that's our computer hardware, and we do have to replace a couple of servers as they're aging out. We've got some machines that we have to replace because the Microsoft system that they're operating on is no longer going to be supported. So we have quite a few of those that we're going to have to replace. Furniture and fixtures, that's typically $10,000 a year. We never know what we're going to need, but that's where all the chairs around this table came from last year, was out of that budget. And we buy furniture for all of the town employees out of this account. It's not just the administration. And dues and fees is flat. That covers, things like, my professional associations and the town's contributions to cost and CROG and Central Connecticut Solid Waste Authority and all of those things. And I've tried to give you a really good listing of everything that we're paying out of these accounts, and hopefully that's helped.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any questions I can answer for you at this time?
I've probably asked this already, but did we talk to Novus about transitioning from on-prem servers to cloud servers?
That's part of what we're working toward.
Oh. So why would we purchase new servers?
Some of them you still have to maintain because they operate firewalls and things of that nature. And we're operating more than we're trying to do as little as we have to, but some of the things we don't have a choice. So like we have a server that's for QDS, and even though some of that is cloud hosted, it still has to have a server, And I'm not sure I understand why, but that's one of the reasons we're bringing Novus in to talk to you guys.
Okay. Yeah. That doesn't quite make sense to me.
But we are moving more and more towards cloud-hosted solutions.
So the equipment budget on that is...
But it's also for every computer that we have.
That's the point.
You know, including the ones at every desk and the library.
And, right, and that's why it there's one you should maintain at least at a certain level, because that's a continuum. Just a matter you're going to have to be replacing, upgrading, and.
Well, I don't think the entire board was here when we created our technology plan, which. One of the things we did a lot of research and we learned that really you want to be changing your hardware every 5 or 6 years. And so we actually went around and I put our hands on every machine. We identified them and figured out how old they were. We created a replacement plan. And so this dollar value seems to work really well to keep us within that replacement plan. Is again, you know, like when we talk about the capital budget, we're trying to keep these, you know, spikes and, you know, ebbs and flows. Yeah. And so one of the things, because that was happening before we built this budget, is that, you know, this line item was really low. And then all of a sudden, one year, there'd be, you know, $10,000, or somebody would be scrambling at the end of the year to find money to replace 10 machines.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, we felt it was better just to budget for it and create a technology plan for replacements. And so that's what we did.
And at this point, most of our computers are laptops that employees can take home.
We've been working toward that also. Most of our department heads, at least, now have laptops, so that if we have to work from home, that is a possibility.
And over the years, we had, as an aside, encourage the school board to do the same way with their computers, to have it a part of the operating budget as an ongoing repair rather than a capital budget. Yes.
And they have that. They provide us with a replacement schedule every year.
Yeah, I think they finally did. Yep. And that just makes it, say, eliminates the spikes, the highs and lows, and it makes budgeting. Makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have a question on any one of these items? Okay, hearing none. That's the last item we have on the floor. So these are the other ones that were in the packet for us to look over, and then at the next session, I guess we will be going through these really quick.
These have typically been part of
administration.
Good.
I think the only one that's typically not been part of the admin budget is the Veterans Commission.
All right. So let's go. 13 is the next one.
Right. So
insurance.
That's insurance. So right now we were told from we are participating in the state health insurance plan, and we're told worst case scenario was 13% increase. So currently we are budgeting for a 13% increase. This is property and liability.
Yeah, right. I was gonna say, sorry. If that was the increase, boy, I'd love it.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was thinking wrong. So this is so right now we don't have an actual cost. We have a 5% cap, and okay. So we budgeted for the 5% cap for property and liability and workers' comp. We are taking a guess at cyber because we haven't even started the renewal process that normally starts in March. I can tell you it's been going up every year. But we've been working hard at trying to get everything done. But I guess it's such a liability for insurance companies. The cost of the insurance is high.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our best guess. I'm hoping it comes down. Any questions on that one?
Where does directors and officers, we have that, right?
What was the question?
Do you know?
I'm sorry, what's the
directors
question?
And officers insurance? Do you not have care?
That would be under our liability.
Liability.
Yes.
Okay.
Probate court, that number comes from the probate court.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's the same. Next item, police protection. So we guessing or
we have no, we actually got a number last week.
Oh, whoa.
Which is unusual.
Right.
This is the, believe it or not, it's the second year in a row we've gotten a number from state police prior to building our budget. So that's a good number.
Okay. So.
And that accounts for the normal contract plus a bit of overtime.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have around $10,000 in there for overtime. And that this maintains us around $10,000 overtime. And we are paying 85%.
State pays rest.
State pays the rest.
Yeah.
There was a time they were pushing to try to get to 100%.
Yeah, I thought we were at 100% for a while.
Oh, no, that was a hell of an argument just to keep them at that point.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Animal control, we contract with the town of Vernon. So our annual cost has been, it used to be 3,000, it went up to 6,000, but we also have to pay for animals that get picked up and brought to the vet, so we've got some funding in there for that as well. But that's a flat budget.
I mean, that's a
and Vernon does, Vernon does a great
bargain,
job,
but it is a bargain.
Vernon does a great job.
Yes. Emergency management.
The only change here is salary, and that's based on a 2.75% increase. Or I guess it's 2.5.
And that's for
part of Kathy McCavanaugh's salary comes out of this line because she also serves as the town's emergency management director.
Okay.
Here's a fun one. 33 refuge.
And we got estimated numbers from our folks. And we're basing this off of those estimated numbers. We'll have actual numbers sometime in March. But this is a flat budget.
We have contract with them, right? But it's not
right,
for the...
So the contract, I think we have, this is our last, I think this is the last year of our contract with Casella, but we have a long-term contract with USA Hauling. Right. USA Hauling hauls all of our bulky waste from the transfer station to Casella in Willimantic, which was formerly Willimantic Waste Paper. And yep. We also have a long-term contract with All American Waste for curbside pickup. So we actually had numbers in our contract with Casella. So we took the number of trips that we take and multiplied it by the number of tons of, you know, using historical information, and we came up with the correct numbers for the tipping fees. And the gentleman from All American Waste was able to give us what he estimated to be the contract numbers for USA Hauling and for All American Waste. And he's basing that, so that contract changes based on the CPI, and they do that in March.
Okay, thank you.
And some of the math at least is on the next page.
Yeah.
Because the other thing that's in here is the mid-MIROC contract, and that is that's our hazardous waste. So we have an annual fee with mid-MIROC, and then we pay for what actually gets dropped off there. And then you have the economic development budget, which is a flat budget at $5,000. Then they've given you an explanation. This is being used to support the Connecticut countryside. That's really become a very active economic development tool for us.
That was the last item. Unless I'm missing something.
Veterans.
That's the one you passed out. I beg your pardon. Which is,
so before we move on from this Connecticut countryside, They are implying that the split is even across all the four towns.
You're going to have the same argument that I've had. It's even as far as dollar values are concerned. It's not even per capita.
Right. That's the issue.
Oh, they split it up by cap. Wait,
it's
what?
Not, it's not split up per capita.
And that's been a question.
It's quarter.
Right. And that's wrong.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I've had the same argument.
We've had this argument.
It is the way they decided to do it.
Yeah.
Even if you decided to do like number of businesses or square feet you're promoting, right? Like we're a smaller town, we have fewer businesses. They're doing more for the other towns, even if it's not per capita residence or whatever. You know, I understand we're getting a benefit, and I do like what they've put out, but the distribution of the cost does not seem equitable. It's equal, not equitable. And we know I'm in favor of equity. So
yeah, we've had that discussion.
I can bring that comment back to the individuals that run the program. Patrice is one of them. There's one from each town.
I mean, I feel like we should have a say. This is the, I mean, they are not a 501c3 as of yet. They are not an entity.
Mm-mm.
They are made up of people that we provide to them.
It's essentially a shared service.
Yeah,
that we work on together,
right.
And
right.
we have some expenses that we're sharing.
Right.
Equally, not equitably.
Right. And how we split those expenses still, it's not like they are invoicing us yet. It's our service.
They are invoicing us. Because
one of the towns does, right?
Right. Coventry acts as the fiduciary for the group. And they send us a bill for our piece.
But I feel like the boards of the town should be hashing this out, not the four people that are serving as representatives. I mean, that's just... Perhaps we should discuss sending them a memo from the board.
I think we should make that an item on an agenda. And I'd like to find some hard evidence of successes that they've had.
Well, the successes are actually pretty clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that statement.
So that we can weigh in. Clear based on the website, or what where are you seeing the successes?
I think our businesses have said this has been very successful. Our businesses have better, they've represented better at events. We have more Bolton businesses showing up to events that are sponsored by the four town group than there is from the other town, which is pretty amazing. Actually,
but are the businesses getting enough out of it? I mean, they're going, but are there enough?
I think if they weren't getting what they believed was valuable out of it, they wouldn't be going. But they're, you know, they're one of the things that we are doing, that our staff is doing that I don't know that other towns are doing, is we're actually picking Bolton businesses to feature every month. And, you know, maybe it would be helpful for, you know, if we knew how many hits the website was getting.
That would be a good measure. Yeah.
But the features, the monthly features are just on the Bolton email, the Bolton.
They're on this. We have a website for this.
I see.
And this is all on the website.
Same features that are coming through the Bolton Bulletin
are also on that.
On
yes.
it.
Okay,
yeah. I see.
Yeah.
And it's an interactive website.
Yeah.
I would be interested in seeing number of businesses that are listed on the website, and of those, how many are from each town.
Yeah.
Obviously a moving target, but
yeah, but
if
you
we
can use a
like,
point
right,
to measure.
If we
yeah.
all agree at like as of January 1 each
right.
year, this is the number we use or whatever, but
that's the only point.
And we talked about maybe getting the number of hits on the website.
Yeah, that gives you some sense of how productive it is.
Yeah. And they should, I mean, I believe each business, and I don't know if the admins can see it, but you can see the hits per business as well, I believe. At least the business can.
Well, I think at least the business can.
But I don't know if the admin can. I would assume so, but with Google Analytics, we don't look at that.
I'm going to say one thing in the defense. You know, we do not have an Economic Development Commission any longer, and this is a push in that direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's meaningful, definitely.
Again, last one.
The last one is the veterans, and you know,
it's flat.
It's a flat budget. We wanted to keep that in there, so the hope is that we can get folks to volunteer and keep this commission
generation.
I would like to put together, if there's consensus here, something to go on to the bulletin for a couple of Fridays in a row, asking veterans if they would be interested in serving on that commission, and then perhaps start with some of the other vacancies we have and posting those one at a time to see who it starts a fancy.
Mm-hmm.
It can hurt.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And it doesn't cost anything.
No, that's the best part of it.
Well, everything costs something.
And you don't.
Let's be clear.
Ron,
you don't need to be a vet to be in the Veterans Committee.
No, I do not.
Correct.
That's the important part.
Right.
Any other questions I can answer for you tonight or try to get answers for you at the next meeting?
If not, we are on item 6.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Perfect. Amanda made it. Pam seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
It passes 4-5-5 and 2-0.
Thank you, everybody online.
Thank you.
Thanks.